With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
When people ask me what the novel's about, I say it's about how much space a woman feels entitled to take up in the world.
That's Jennifer Shute, whose first novel is called Life Size, the story of a 25-year-old woman who refuses to eat.
When we first meet her, she's been hospitalized against her will because she weighs 67 pounds and has almost starved herself to death.
The malady is called anorexia. Jennifer Shute doesn't use the term in the book. She's not interested in anorexia as a clinical entity.
I'm more interested in the culture that we live in and the forces that convince women that their bodies somehow are unacceptable.
Jennifer Shute is convinced most American women hate their bodies.
We live in a culture where we're surrounded by idealized images of the female body, images that are really only achievable through plastic surgery, constant exercise, constant self-starvation.
There are lots of reasons for making women feel dissatisfied with their bodies.
The diet industry, cosmetic surgery, fashion are all billion-dollar industries that I think prey on women's vulnerability.
The obviously disturbed protagonist of Shute's novel is disaffected from other people, men and women. Shute says that's not unusual among women obsessed by their bodies.
They do become emotionally disconnected, or for some women, perhaps the emphasis on their bodies is a result of feeling emotionally disconnected or sexually disconnected.
Life Size by Jennifer Shute is a mesmerizing novel of obsession and denial, published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Jennifer Shute is a slim young woman who says her novel of anorexia, Life Size, is not autobiographical.
It is autobiographical in the sense that I've also struggled with issues of body image.
But Jennifer Shute admits that growing up in her native South Africa, she was a borderline anorexic, consumed by her own appearance.
I never had treatment for it, and I never got frighteningly thin, but when I look back on it, I was living like an anorexic.
Shute says she grew out of it. To write her novel of a young woman who was so obsessed with being thin that she refuses to eat, Shute had to tackle a lot of research.
I read medical textbooks, hospital protocols, and I tried to put it all together in an imaginative way to recreate the inner life of a certain person having this experience.
One thing she learned was that out of 8 million anorexics in the U.S., only 1 million of them are men.
If men are competent and powerful and successful in the world, it's not so important what they look like, whereas women, I think, primarily still are judged by their appearance.
Shute's novel is not told chronologically.
It's like our own lives. We don't know exactly how they all add up or what they add up to, and we're still in the middle of them.
Life Size by Jennifer Shute is both funny and terrifying, and it explores a young woman's tortured soul. Published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
To grow up as a white South African is really to grow up in a culture that's in denial.
That's writer Jennifer Shute, author of Life Size, the story of a disturbed anorexic young woman. Shute's opposition to South African apartheid didn't come overnight.
It wasn't really until I went to the University of Cape Town, that I began to really understand it intellectually and see it with my own eyes and try to do something about it.
Shute came to the United States to stay in 1976.
I left South Africa because I didn't want to live there and I didn't want to be implicated in the apartheid system.
Jennifer Shute studied for her PhD at UCLA, but the real trauma came when she moved east to teach at Emerson in Boston.
The worst culture shock I had was when I moved to the East Coast. And I was 27 years old, and I'd never seen snow.
She says her literary orientation stems from the fact that there was no television in South Africa until 1976.
When I grew up, reading was my television. You know, I just read all the time.
Jennifer Shute sees writing as constantly distilling things.
I start with much more, and I work towards less and less and less, but not less and less and less in the American minimalist sense, the so-called chopping mall fiction, where less and less and less really is less and less and less.
In the case of Jennifer Shute's unsettling novel, Life Size, less is certainly more. Published by Houghton Mifflin. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.